Well, that music almost sounded healing. The Rudder Meditation, a Gaelic blessing there with Catherine Finch. Nice way to quiet things down, send a little healing energy out into the airwaves today. Well, on that note, joining me today is Sherry Whiteman, the Events and Community Relations Manager with My Friend's House, an organization providing shelter, crisis support, and other services to women and children experiencing gender-based violence and abuse across South Georgian Bay. And October 1st is a very special day. They have a fundraising gala bringing together art, a little bit of a competitive streak as well. It's called Heart of Red Live Painting Experience at Osler Bluff Ski Club. It's my pleasure to welcome Sherry to our jukebox line.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks so much for having me today.
Wonderful. Sherry, thanks for joining us. Let's start with My Friend's House for somebody new to the area. What is My Friend's House and whom do you serve?
Yeah, so My Friend's House has been serving the women and children of Collingwood and the South Georgian Bay area since 1991. And we are an emergency crisis shelter providing support for women and children that are escaping gender-based violence and abuse at home.
Can you give us some useful stats? I know these. I already looked at them, but it is quite staggering. Never would I have thought living here 5 years that you've had, what is it, nearly 5,400 crisis calls in 24 and 25.
Yeah, so we just recently updated our numbers for the most recent year, and our crisis line received over 7,000 crisis calls.
7,000. Wow.
Yeah, the number has grown significantly since the year before. Well, we provided services to 189 women and children throughout the area. So we go from all the way from Meaford all the way to Wasaga Beach and then Clearview Township as well. And while we served 189 women and children, we did unfortunately turn away 558 women and children because we didn't have enough space.
Wow. Rolling up our sleeves here. There is work to be done. So tell us a little bit about October 1st. What exactly is Heart of Red? Paint us the picture. What can people experience when they arrive October 1st?
Yeah, so Heart of Red is taking place at Osler Bluff Ski Club this year. So that alone paints a beautiful picture. And then we are securing 5 to 10 artists, local artists from across South Georgian Bay. And they will be painting in 2 30-minute live painting rounds. And everyone that's in attendance at the event will get ballots and they can vote on their top pieces. And then the top two artists from the first two rounds will go on to a final four. And then all of the pieces will be available for sale either via a silent auction or through a live auction at the very end of the evening. And then we have also secured a couple of curated experiences that aren't necessarily art related, but more experiential things. So we've got a private concert at your home with some local South Georgian Bay musicians. And then we're working on a ski package as well.
Well, it's a powerful process to see art unfolding in real time. And I can imagine a little nerve-wracking for the artist too, to create something from scratch. There's a clock ticking there. They know they're being judged. So who are some of these brave participating artists?
Yeah, we're keeping the list a secret for right now. We're still trying to secure a few more.
Oh, okay.
But then we will start to announce kind of who's participating in the event. But we have pulled local artists from all across South Georgian Bay. And the theme this year is home, which is really at the heart of what we do as an organization. So home is such a broad topic as well that it can be a person, a place, or really just a feeling that you're trying to capture within that painting. And like you said, watching art come to life before your eyes is an experience in and of itself. And who wouldn't want to take a piece of art home that you watched come to life and something that really spoke to you in that moment versus something that spoke to you at the very end of the process?
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the bigger impact here. When somebody buys a ticket or bids on a painting, you mentioned some of the silent auctions. And where does that money ultimately go that, for example, government funding alone can't cover?
No, so we do receive some government funding. Unfortunately, it's not enough to cover all of the programs and services that we do offer as an organization. So the money that is raised at this event goes directly back into the shelter. It goes into our crisis intervention line. It goes into providing violence against women therapeutic services, nutrition counseling, kind of wellness programs for both women and children, as well as we help to fund after-school programs for some of the kids that are staying at the shelter. Then we also offer a significant number of outreach services. So we've got legal services for those that are out in the community still or that have transitioned out of our crisis program and that are back out into the community. We continue to support them. However, those women and children need to be supported until they're feeling independent and stable.
I'm speaking with Sherry Whiteman, Events and Community Relations Manager at My Friend's House right here in beautiful South Georgian Bay, which has a big crisis at the moment, over 7,000 crisis calls And you can help out by attending the October 1st gala. It is 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. at Oser Bluff Ski Club. And Sherry, you yourself have quite a bit of experience in fundraising. What attracted you specifically to My Friend's House?
Just the work that's being done. I am newer to the Jordan Bay area, and the numbers when I got involved in the organization. So I actually started as a volunteer for the Heart of Red event a couple of years ago, and just learning the numbers and the impact that the organization was having across the area really spoke to me as someone who's been in fundraising for as long as I have, and just being able to see that immediate impact in the community that I live in has been something that's been really awesome to see.
Great. Great to have you in our community doing this work, of course. Now, if somebody's listening right now and thinking, well, maybe I'll go, what would you tell them for October 1st for the fundraiser you have coming up?
For sure. So tickets are available, as well as more information on our website at myfriendshouse.ca. Tickets are $150. They include food, drinks, and we'll also have a DJ kind of setting the soundtrack for a night of celebration. And all ticket purchases do come with a tax receipt. There's a $100 tax receipt available that will be issued right when you purchase the ticket.
Terrific. Sherry, thank you for joining us and all the wonderful work you're doing in our community here, providing shelter, crisis support, and other valuable services to women and children. And that's across South Georgian Bay. MyFriendsHouse.ca. You can get all the details there. All the best wishes to you and your crew on this event. May it be a big success.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me today.